Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Irving Berlin's range and variety were extraordinary, but there were certain strains that appeared and then reappeared differently as both he and public taste changed. He said that the way to succeed in popular songwriting was to build some surprises into your songs.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Berlin once said that there's an element of truth in any idea that lasts long enough to be corny. He wrote his first song in 1907. By 1909, he'd claimed copyright for 24 songs. He was learning fast by following the syncopated styles of the day. He also said that when he noticed there weren't many ballads around, he wrote one. From 1915, Michael Feinstein, I Love a Piano, and from 1932, Nancy Lamott, How Deep Is the Ocean?
As a child, I went wild when a band played. How I ran to the man when his hands swayed. Clarinets were my pets, and the slide trombone I thought was simply divine. But today, when they play, I could hiss them. Every bar is a jar to my system. But there's one musical instrument I call mine. I love a piano. I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play on a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine. To treat a Steinway, I love to run my fingers over the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski comes my way. So delighted when I'm invited to hear that long-haired genius play. Well, you can keep your fiddle and your bow. Give me.
You ask, do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of? Travel.
Michael Feinstein, I Love a Piano, and Nancy Lamott, How Deep is the Ocean. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Irving Berlin's musical language was both consistent and flexible. Composer Alec Wilder tried to find what made each of the great songwriters distinctive. He finally admitted defeat with Berlin. He was elusive. Yet despite the beautiful ballads he went on to write, Berlin was always rooted in the ragtime of his youth. That's what led him to Double Songs and the reconciling of opposites. He'd linked two melodies, one sweet and old-fashioned, the other raggy. It was always the reconciling of opposites. Ethel Merman and Dan Daly with the 1914 Play a Simple Melody.
Of yore before the war, when hearts now old were young, at home each night by firelight, those dear old songs were sung. Sweet melodies, their memories around my heart still cling. That's why I like to hear a song like Mother used to sing. Won't you play a
demon, set your honey a dream, and won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from the copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because I want to listen to rag.
Play a
simple melody. Like my mother sang to me.
If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my
harmony.
And that is simply
play a simple melody. That's what you wanna hear. A sweet song with a sigh. A good old
ragtime simple melody.
Ethel Merman and Dan Daly, Play a Simple Melody. Berlin always knew the company he belonged in. Early in his career, it wasn't uncommon for him to refer to a Stephen Foster song, even in the middle of a ragtime song. He admired Foster's gift for melody, but he also knew what his own time required. Listen to Robert White sing Foster's Old Folks at Home, and then listen for the allusion in Berlin's own version of Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Thank you. honey, better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going to the leader man, the ragged meter man? Oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand, brass band. You better hurry along. Come on here, come on here. Alexander's grandstand. Come on in here, come on in here. It's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you wanna go to war. That's just the bestest band one am. Oh, my honey lamb, come on along, and let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you'd care to hear the Swanee River play, in the ragtime, come on in here, come on along to Alexander's ragtime band.
Robert White, Old Folks at Home, and Irving Berlin, Alexander's Ragtime Band. By 1909, Berlin had become a fixture in American popular song and remained so through his long life and beyond. He didn't accept the separation between ragtime and romance. He believed that ragtime was the distinctively American style that could express a range of moods. It could even borrow from the classics. Lynette Perry and Jason Gray, that mesmerizing Mendelssohn tune.
Honey, listen to that dreamy tune they're playing. Won't you tell me how on earth you keep from swaying? Mm-hmm. Oh, that Mendelssohn spring song tune. If you ever love me, show me now or never. Lord, I wish they'd play that music on forever. Mm-hmm. Oh, that Mendelssohn tune. My honey. Deserves another. That's the only music that was ever meant for me. That tantalizing, hypnotizing, mesmerizing Mendelssohn tune.
Stand there, honey, can't you hear me sighing? Is you gonna wait until I'm almost dying? Mm-hmm. Oh, that Mendelssohn spring song tune. Get yourself acquainted with some real live wooing. Make some funny noises like there's something doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, that Mendelssohn tune. My honey.
Love, I love me to that ever-loving spring song melody. Please me, honey, squeeze me to that Mendelssohn strain. Kiss me like
I'm
you would your mother.
One good kiss deserves another.
Yes, that's the only music
ever meant for you and me.
That tantalizing, hypnotizing, mesmerizing Mendelssohn tune. That tantalizing, that hypnotizing.
Lynette Perry and Jason Gray, that mesmerizing Mendelssohn tune. By the early 20s, Berlin realized that the ragtime craze was coming to an end. He turned to ballads, many of them melancholy, but few of them as slow as they're sung today. They were syncopated and originally had a strong rhythmic drive. In 1921, he wrote his last important ragtime song and the sad but syncopated ballad that was the transition to what was to come. Paul Whiteman's orchestra, Everybody's Step, and Martha Wainwright, All by Myself.
Myself in the night, I sit alone. so unhappy there, playing solitaire all by myself. I get lonely watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow
Whiteman's Orchestra, Everybody Step, and Martha Wainwright, All By Myself. Ragtime songs were brisk and peppy, and the lyrics relied on the slang of the day. Ballads were melodic and lyrical, with slower tempos and more elevated language. But Berlin often preferred to mix lyrical styles with a rhythmic kick to keep the sentimentality in check. Ballad singers tend to soften his syncopated edges, but if you listen, you can still hear them. This is one of his greatest syncopated ballads, Fred Astaire, Cheek to Cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Fred Astaire, Cheek to Cheek. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Berlin wrote a group of great slow waltzes in the 1920s. All were slow and sad, but slowed down even more during the war years and beyond. They're often not waltzes anymore, and you have to listen hard for the true rhythm unless you go back to the 20s. Here's a recording from 1924, John McCormick, All Alone.
I never realized till you had gone how much I cared about you. I can't live without you. All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone. And I wonder when you'll call again. I'm all alone every evening, all alone feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are and if you are all alone. For a moment you were mine, and then you seemed to vanish like a dream. I long to hold you in my arms again. My life is very lonely, for I want you only. All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else. All alone by the telephone, and I wonder when you'll call again. I'm all alone every evening, all alone feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are. And if John McCormick, All Alone. Singers may have rephrased what Berlin wrote, but he carried the idea of reconciling opposites throughout his body of work. You see it in obvious ways in his double songs, but the spiky legacy of ragtime also resonates in a lot of his best ballads, slow but still rhythmic. From 1932, Michael Feinstein's Say It Isn't So, and from 1946, Dinah Shore, You Keep Coming Back Like a Song.
You can't stop people from talking, and they're talking, my dear, and the things they're saying fill my heart with fear. Now I could never believe them when they say you're untrue. I know that they're mistaken, still I want to hear it from you. everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired. So people say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
A song that keeps saying, remember the sweet used to be that was once you and me, keeps coming back like an old melody. Returns to my room in December from out of the past where forgotten things belong. You keep coming back like a song. Thank you.
Michael Feinstein, Say It Isn't So, and Dinah Shore, You Keep Coming Back Like a Song. Here's the irony in all this. Berlin's first wife died after less than a year of marriage. The loss devastated him. For a year or so, he was unable to write until he crafted a maudlin but touching ballad, his first of any importance. In the midst of his ragtime years, he wrote without a trace of rag. Lee Morse, When I Lost You.
The roses, each one, met with the sun. Sweetheart, when I met you, the sunshine had fled. The roses were dead. Sweetheart, when I lost you, I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heavens all blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave me summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you. I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heavens all blue. The beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave me summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you.
Lee Morse, When I Lost You. The idea of reconciling opposites was always important to Berlin. The syncopated ballad joined opposing ideas and styles, but he also joined opposites in his lyrics. The literary term is antithesis. You forgot to remember, business for a good girl is bad, how deep is the ocean, how high is the sky. Berlin wrote the score to Annie Get Your Gun with uncommon speed. He used antithesis to get himself going. So I got lost, but look what I found. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. This is Ethel Merman.
Don't ask me just how it happened. I wish I knew. I can't believe that it's happened, and still it's true. I got lost in his arms, and I had to stay. It was dark in his arms, and I lost my way. From the dark came a voice, and it seemed to say, "There you go. his arms held me fast, and it broke the fall. And I said to my heart, as it foolishly kept jumping all around, I got lost, but look what stock of what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? The things I got will keep me satisfied. Check it up on what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? A healthy balance on the credit side. Got no diamond, got no pearl, still I think I'm a lucky girl. Got no mansion, got no yacht, still I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
The sun in the morning and the moon at night.
And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
Got no mansion, got no yacht, still I'm happy with what I've got.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Got no silver, got no gold, what I've got can't be bought or sold. I got the sun in the morning.
Ethel Merman, I got lost in his arms, and I got the sun in the morning. The ultimate reconciliation of opposites for Berlin came in his double songs. Sometimes he'd take an old familiar song and wed it to a new song, or else he'd write two new songs that merged the old ragtime impulse, though now it might sound swingy, merged it with a rhythm ballad. He did just that for the 1966 revival of Annie, Get Your Gun. Here are Kim Criswell and Thomas Hampson with An Old-Fashioned Wedding. Kim Criswell and Thomas Hampson, An Old-Fashioned Wedding. As much as anything, syncopation defined American popular music, from the ragtime song to the syncopated ballad, one of Berlin's genuine innovations. Romance and syncopation, it turned out, got along just fine. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find that night no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me. Oh, how I love
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.